What does he do with Bezo?
Bezo and Olive.
Halfway through.
Chazara.
Not even.
Bezo and
What does he do with Bezo then? We said Bezo is Ishto, right? Tosfos Shoshanim. You're suggesting that maybe it's not Ma'akev.
Yeah.
So what do we do with Bezo?
Yeah,
Mitzvah Me'amufcha. Because it is Bezo. By the way, the Targum Unculus, if you look in the Parsha, Ram pointed this out also, it doesn't say Ishto by Bezo. Bezo Pashtus means Enash Bese is the Targum, the people of his house. He's Mechaper, the Chiper Bado Ve'ad Bezo, the people, his kids. Yeah, for the purposes of the tape here, we'll chaz just the points that we said. The Tosfos Yeshanim says you're not the guy, the on-deck Kohen, you're not Mafrish 7 days before because it's not Ma'akev. And he also says, even in Rav Yehuda, who is worried, Shema Thomas, the first Kohen's wife, we're not Mazmin a second Isha for the on-deck Kohen, because that too is not Ma'akev. That's how Tosfos Yeshanim starts off. Then he says, even if it is Ma'akev, even Rav Yehuda is not going to worry about Shema Tomus, the Eishes Hasheni. Just like we're not really concerned about the second wife of the first Kohen. Yeah, but the Turi Evan is mistopic in this idea. Whether Beso Ishto is Ma'akev or not, and it seems like the Tosfos Yeshanim is a little bit hedging his bet. Maybe it is Ma'akev, but we're just not worried about it. So we're not misaking another Ish. That's a huge nafkamina there. Okay, and then we mentioned that the even though it says here Maskina Lo Kohen Acher Tachta, Rabbi Brown asked, what about the Mishnah on Lamed Tes, where we talk about the Skan Kohen? Why wasn't the Skan Kohen, who was always on deck,
available
for that function? Okay. So the Gemara then goes right away into a different topic, into Sreifas Hapara. Shivis Yomin called them Sreifas HaPara, the Paraduma. They also were Mafrish, the Kohen. Now it says the Kohen has so Sreifas HaPara. Now there's more avoidance in the Paraduma than just Sreifa. You shecht it, you do the Hazara. What about those? Do you have to be Mafrish those people? So go to the Tosfos Yeshanim.
It's different people? Each one does different people do the avoidance, or it's the same person?
Mashma, it's different. Look at the Tosfos Yeshanim. Mm-hmm. In the third wide line, Mafrishin Kohen Asorifes Hapora, Alvokshar Kohanim Shohayu Asukim Basefis Ephra, Asaf Yishtohor, like Apostle says, gathering the ashes, Ubishaara Sokero, the other things, Kedamashul Makam. Shaskano Yumasayla Pura, lo are you Mafrishin, O son? Yeah, they were Mafrish, those people. And that's how the Rambam learns it. But the Minchas Chinuch says all those. In other words, Sreifas HaPara here, you know, it's in Lav Dafka, exactly. It's Lav Dafka. Yeah. Okay. Also, do you need a Kohen Gadol? So if you have a Gemara, look at Membeis on the Beis. Remember the Parshas Chukas for Lakach Elozor HaKohen. He wasn't the Kohen Gadol, right? He was Aaron was around. So it says here on Membeis on the Beis on the bottom towards the bottom, when the Satem Osel Elozor HaKohen Osol Elozor V'lo L'doros. That one time in the Midbar was done by Elozar, but not for subsequent generations. Lolodoros le'Elozar. Now, what does that mean? Ike de'amri l'doros the Kohen Gadol, that could mean one of two things. Machlek is here. Does it mean only that one was Bandai Elezer, the Ladoris, you needed a Kohen Gadol to do the, you know, Esa Kapara, whatever that involves? Or the Ikedam, the opposite, Ladoros, you don't have Elezer, but Kohen Hedjot is good enough for subsequent generations. Okay, so that's also an issue. By Yom Kippur, all the avodas are done by a Kohen Gadol, right? Top Rashi, Shivas Yom Kodim Yom HaKippur, Mafishin Kohen Gadol, Shekol Avodas Yom HaKippurim Eina Kishera Elabo.
Even the Tumbit?
Even the Tumbit. I think even the Tumbit. I will get to that, but I think even the Tumbit. You mean things that are not related to
Yom Kippur.
To, yeah. Well, we must talk about that on the bottom, though.
That's a busy day for the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's hungry.
No, he doesn't mention it over there. Okay.
Nothing for 7 days.
Fine.
Oh, they have to.
So now, the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim sits in the Lishkas HaParahedron, which we'll see where that is. It's a Lishka off the Azara. The Kohen that's doing the Sreifas HaParo, it sits in a Lishka She'alpnei HaBira Tzafon Mizrach, which Rashi says in the Azara, and the Rambam seems to agree with that, that it's a Lishka in the northeastern part of the Azara. And it was called the Lishka Beis HaEven, and that's where we would stay for 7 days. Yom HaValayla. It was called the Lishka Beis HaEven because all the Avaida for the Paraduma were done with these Kalim that couldn't be Metabotumah. Kli Galolim, Kli Avonim, Ukli Adama. And what's the reason? Okay, it's not because there's a right way and a long way, Rabbi Brown explained. The right way is it's because since there was the possibility to do the Avaida Yidei Tfulayom, so there's a certain Kula that was that existed in the Maaseh Paro, that you could do it with a Kohen that's a Tfuul Yom. Tfuul Yom was kosher with Paro. Since there was a Kula like that, so they wanted to make extra Chumra so people shouldn't say, oh, you only have to be Tar to do all this. Yeah, that had nothing to do with the Tztukim. Then, after we have that, the Tztukim said it had to be Dafka, somebody that was not a Tfuul Yom, had Hair of Shemesh. It's Lahotzi Miliban, they made sure to use a Kohen a Tfuul Yom. Not, you know, that was because of the Tztukim. Yeah. Fine. So that was that. Yeah. The Gemara says, why is it in the Tzafon and Mizrach? Because number one, it's in the Tzafon, because the Paradum is called a Chattas in the Pasuk, Lemeni da Chattasi, even though it doesn't come near the Azara, right? They do it on Har HaMishka, but it's called a Chattas. And there's ramifications to that. It's called a Chattas, so to remind him of that, it's done in the Tzafon, just like, you know, Shchita and Kibbul Dam of a Chattas is in the Tzafon. Why is it in the Mizrach? To remind him of the fact that he's going to have to do the Avodah on the Har Mishka and spritz the blood towards the Mizrach. It's going to be like he's sitting there for a week. It's going to be reminded to be makbid in how he does the Avodah. Okay, now we said the Lishkas Beis Even is Al Paneya Bira Tzafon Mizracha. Two opinions of what the Bira was. It was Rav Yochanan says it's a makom on Harabayis. It's called Bira. And Reish Lakish says the whole Mikdash is called Bira. The question is, so where was this? It says Al Panei HaBira. Maybe it means any place in the Mikdash, as long as it was Mizrach or Tzfona. Yeah. Mina Anamila. As we get into it. Mina Anamila. How do I know this idea of Hafrasha for Yom Kippur and for the Paraduma. Amram in Yumira Chilki Amram and Askam Bar Idi Amram Yechanan Omar Krah Kasher Osa Bayomazer after the parasha of Miluim at the end of Tzav, it has Sukkim there at the end of the parasha, Kasher Osa Bayom Hazer, just like you did on this day, Siva Hashem Lasos L'chaper Aleichem. So too Hashem was Mitzaveh to do, to God L'chaper Aleichem. What do those words mean? Lasos Elu Maisei Parah. L'chaper, that's the Parah, and L'chaper is the Maisei Yom HaKippur. That's where we learn that those two also have, in addition to Yom HaKippur, so it's three, remember it's three scenarios where there's this Hafrasha, Yemei Miluim, that's only one time in history. Is it one time in history? I think that might be a Shaila. What happens when we have a new Beis HaMikdash? Will we have those same kabbarnas they did in Parshas Tzav? Okay, I don't know.
Does it say there Shivas Yom? Maybe you already
said there it says Beferish in Parshas Tzav at the end, right before Kashir also Bayom Hazeh Beferish. You pass from Pesach Hashem, ain't no say to Shivas Yomim. Then Tomus, I think. Thank you, Ches.
Lamedalev. Must be on the gimmick.
Yeah.
Been
there it says the Farish. I'll read it to you. That's the only pasuk we have that's the Farish here. Umi pesach or moed lo say tzu shivas yomim ad yom melos miyomim miluichem ki shivas yomim yamale es yetchem you practice kasher also so it's lo say tzu shivas yomim don't go out. Kasher also bayom hazeh. I don't know, the Sfas Emes says you can go out, I think. You know, if you had to take a stroll.
Where does it say he had to stay, though? In the Pesach Oil Moed?
We will be Pesach Oil Moed lo say tzu shivas yomim.
So he's in the Oil Moed. Okay.
I don't know where would it be in the Oil Moed. Where is that?
I mean, that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. That's beyond the Parochus,
no,
right?
Well, no, well, Oyem Moed includes the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. Well,
so it could be.
So where would there be? Had a house there? Little... Well, a booth for him? I'm not sure.
I mean, with a bathroom?
Shower? Yeah. And then, Ufesach Oyem Moed Teshvu Yomom V'Layl, another Pasuk. Ufesach Oyem Moed Teshvu Yomom V'Layl Shivas Yomim Mishmartim Es Mishmer Shashem Lo Samusu Kichein Tzuvesi. That's in the end of Parshas Tzav. So that Pasuk says, just like we did here, Kashetz Oso Bayom Hazeh, Siva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Olav. Lasos is Parah, Lechaper is Yom Kippur. Okay. Bishlema Kulikro B'Parah Lo Metukum. I understand that you can't say this Pasuk is talking about, the whole Pasuk is talking about Parah Aduma, because Lechaper Ksiv U'Parah Lav Bas Kaparahi. And a Parah is not a Kapara. Is there a problem with that? Do you have a problem? Would you have a question on that? Is the Paraduma not a Kapara? Remember some of the Rashis in Paraduma and Chukos?
It's for the
eagle. For the eagle. Yovo ima tsoas bina.
Yeah.
As they ask. But it's not Ledoiris like that. That was maybe at that time. But Ledoiris, it's really just for Tara. Right. It's not the Kapara. I have a little problem with that answer, though. Because we say, Uvyom Kokti Ufakati Yalehem Chatasam, right? That anytime Hashem brings Puranas on Klal Yisrael, so it didn't, you always need a Kapara for the eagle. Okay, but that's a question there. But it basically, a Pura is to be Matayer from Tumas. Tumas Mace, that's why it's there. So it's not Kapara, so I understand why the Lachaper can't refer to Paraduma. Elema, but let's say Kuli Krub Yom HaKippurim Ksiv. Let's say the whole Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is Kapara. So what's the problem with that? What's the obvious question? The obvious question is, what you just had an extra word, Lassos. Yeah. What are you going to do with that? Taisviz. Elaim akuba krob yom akipurim siftemali. My kaparach. You just make two drushes from two extra words, lechaper and lasos. You want to now? You want to say the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur? What are you going to do with lasos? Says Tosis, you need it because without that, I would have thought the pasuk refers to other karbanos, stam karbanos. V'yesh lomar the sal gadaita the maksha the tarvayu itzrich liyom kippur. You need the lechaper and you need lasos for Yom Kippur. The ilo kosef el lechaper, havi amina. There's other things that are kapara. Kapara the karbanos, which we'll see on the mibes, that maybe it's referring to stam all karbanos, and therefore you'll learn that you do a hafrasha for all karbanos because kapara is not only Yom Kippur. The ilo kosef el lasos. If it just said lasos, then I would have said it's a para. Havi amina is a para. Achi kosef tarvayu. How that works, I don't know, but you have two extra words to teach me. With just kapara, I would have learned other karbanos. Just lasos, I would have learned para. Combination of the two, it's dafka Yom Kippur. That's Tosfos. Okay. So maybe the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur, and therefore the Gemara seems to fall away from this, even though this is the drasha that's brought, by the way, Rashi. Tziva Hashem lasos Rashi in Tzav Kol Shiva Sayomim V'Rabos Seinu Dorshim Yuma Beis Amid Beis Lasos Ze Maase Para L'Chaper Ze Maase Yom HaKippurim. Well, the Lamed Shekoin Godol Ton Pri Shekodim Yom HaKippurim Shivas Yomim V'Chein HaKoin HaSoreif. Again, Soreif Es HaPara. The question is Soreif Dafka or is it Lav Dafka? Okay. So continues the Gemara. Amri Yolif Tziva Tziva. So we have a problem. Maybe the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur, and we don't have any pasuk for Paraduma. So the Gemara suggests the following: let's learn a Gezerah Shava Tziva Tziva. Ksiv Hocha Tziva Hashem Lasos. And it says Ksiv Hosom by the Paraduma Zos Kukasa Torah Shet Tziva Hashem Lamar. Malahan Pora Afkan Pora Uman Kan Prisha Aflahan by Hukas Paraduma is Prisha. Okay, Tziva Tziva. Back to Gemara. Deima Tziva Tziva Yom HaKippurim. It said Tziva by Yom HaKippurim. Maybe that's where we should use the Gzera Shava. Then the problem is. Yeah, Thaisfis Vim Taimel. Lishani Imkin Kohani Kra Lomali Siva Lasos Lechaper. Hey, Nir, I didn't get a chance to do the Tosfos. I don't know what he answers. But he asked the question.
But then maybe that would, then you would need a limud for Yom Kippur then.
What's wrong with Lasos Lechaper?
The same way that we learned it.
Yeah. What do we need Siva Tziva and Yom Kippur? And if you have it, then what are you going to do with those?
Let's see. Was...
Yeah, this is a long hermeneutical Tosfos.
Hermeneutical?
Hermeneutical, Robert Brown refers to it. It's like more exegesis of Sukkim,
exactly,
you know.
Send it for.
Called hermeneutical, yeah. Hey, but see, but see, Yom HaKippurim. Do you see what? Maybe make the Gzari Sheva not to Paraduma. But the Yom HaKippurim, Tichsim Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, says by Yom HaKippurim. Says the Gemara now, Donin Tziva De Lefnei Asiya, Mitziva De Lefnei Asiya, Vein Donin Tziva De La'achar Asiya, Mitziva De Lefnei Asiya. Now what this means is, I think, doesn't mean the word Asiya. It means this pasuk when it said, Kasher Oso by Yom HaZeh, Tziva Hashem in the future. So the Asiya is talking about the future, just like you did by Yom HaZeh, by the Shivas Me'am Iluim, Frisha. Tziva Hashem in the future. So the Asiya is after the Tziva. Tziva Hashem Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem. Masha'en came by Yom HaKippurim, it's after the whole procedure. It says, Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem. The Asiya already happened before the Tziva. So that's why donen tzivud delifnei asiya, mitzivud delifnei asiya, which is the case by chukas. By chukas says those chukas satara shetziva Hashem asos daber bnei Yisrael v'yichri elecha torah aduma. So the whole process is happening after the tziva. This is the chukah that tziva. What do you do? Doesn't say the word lasos. That's why I'm learning this way. If you look at that pasuk, it doesn't say asiya. So what do you mean? So what do you mean? What do you mean? Siva lefnei asiya. It doesn't say asiya. Yeah. Yeah. Look at the pasuk. It doesn't say asiya. It doesn't say asiya. So it means, but I think by some point that I think is right. It means that the tziva is going on what you're about to do. Whereas by Yom Kippur, it's vayas. We did all that. Kasher tziva, the asiya was already had been done prior to the tziva. So therefore, it's better to learn from chukas to yamei miluim, because there the tziva is going on a future asiya doing. Whereas Yom Kippur, the asiya or the tziva is going on a prior asiya. Okay. Ve'em atzivat karbonos. What about this? Maybe all karbonos. Ve'em atzivat karbonos. And it says tziva by yamei miluim. And we'll learn that all karbonos need afrasha. You have to be mafresh to Kohen.
How do you know which Kohen?
Good. That's the Gemara's next question.
Every carbon?
Yeah.
Yes. Every person in the base of the Gemara is going to say, should come 7 days earlier and hang out.
To wait to be makir b'karban.
Yeah, and they used to split the base of, it sounds like, from the Gemara into, you're going to work this day, and you're going to work, your group of Kohen going to work Monday,
they Tuesday, broke it up by 7 days.
So you know which day you're going to be. You got to come 7 days early. That's the Gemara. You're asking the Gemara's question. But before we get to that question, look at the Rashi. Ve'im etzavod de karbonos lahatzrich kol kohen ha'oveid b'mikdash prisha lekarbonos tzibur. Just for the karbonos tzibur.
Why? Just because since we're learning, there's a siyah? Why are we suggesting
because
there's a siyah by
all? We're learning tziva de karbonos de chsiv b'yom tzavosoes b'nei Yisrael. But why did Rashi specifically say tzibur? Because the Shiva Shemei Milum that you're learning from is a carbon tzibur. That's not carbon yochid. Okay, but then we'll see in a second. Wait. So maybe all carbonos tzibur should need hafresha for the carb for the kohen who's about to do that carbon from the tziva, because it says here biyom tzavoso. So the Gemara says, donen tziva mitziva, which is the lashon in Paraduma, zos chukas ha-Torah she tziva Hashem, that's better than ve'en donen tzavoso mitziva. It's more alike. The Gemara always asks this question, what's the difference? Umay nafkamina. Multiple times the Gemara asks, the hot tana de bei Rabbi Yishmael, that by nige batim, you make a gzera shav from two entirely different words. V'shav ha-kohen, uva ha-kohen. Zui shiva, zui bia. Rashi says, l'adun gzera shav, a second line, zemizeh, mash shiva, you have to do the choleitz, the kreitze v'tach, right? You take out the rock, you take out the cement, and then you re-cement it, or whatever. And av bia choleitz v'kreitze v'tach. Anyway, use a gzera shav over there to tell me that are multiple times you do this chaylis for kaitz of etach, and it's different words. The Gemara always answers this also. Hani mili eichad alekad adomile. You're right, you can use such a gzeirah shava, but that's only when you don't have
identical
words. Yeah. Well, here we have a tziva. Aval eichad eichad adomile mid adomile yalfinin, and not from something that's not dummy leg. Okay? So we're okay. Tziva tziva from the Parah Duma to the Yemei Miluim. We're not finished. Lechaper, well, maybe we're not finished with that point.
So then Lassos, what is Lassos? It's so confusing. Though.
So what happened to Lassos?
Lassos by the Parah. Did we use that example?
At the last stage of the Gemara, we were saying maybe the whole pasuk applies to Yom Kippur.
Because of Lechapir.
And we said, no, that can't work.
Right? At least with Taisus, we said you couldn't get away with just Kapara, because then it would include other Karbanas. So you need both. Then the Gemara says maybe you learned Yom Kippur from Tziva Tziva. That didn't work. That didn't work. That's good. Didn't work because that's on the past. That's Asiya Lifnei Tziva. So we're back to Yom Kippur being derived from both Lechaper and Lasos, at least, right? Yeah.
Now we have Tziva Tziva for Parah.
This next question bothers me. And Tziva Tziva for Paraduma. But the next question is a problem. Lechaper, new idea, period. You have the Alfinan, period. I have actually a period in my Gemara. Lechaper elu maase Yom HaKippurim. Right, that's good. But we said in Tosfos you need lasos also, or else it would include
Karbonos.
All Karbonos for Kapara. Now look what the Gemara is asking here. Ve'ema Kapara de Karbonos. I don't get it. Tosfos just told us that the combination of Kapara and lasos tells me not other Karbonos, just Yom Kippur. So how does that fit? I have to look it up. I don't get it right now. Based on that Tosfos, maybe the Kapara is all Karbonos. Now look what Rashi says here. Before he was saying Karbonos Tziva. Look what he says here. Ve'ema Kapara the Karbonos could go in Karbonos Yachid. It says there for Kapara. Why did Rashi switch from Tziva to Yachid? So I saw in the Haoris of Rabbi Yoshev, I happen to have the Sefer, that when you're talking about a Gzeir Shova from Yemei Miluim to other Karbonos, then you're comparing the Gzeir Shova, tells me whatever applies Yemei Miluim applies by other Karbonos. Well, you may be Lumas Tzibur, other Karbonos Tzibur. I understand. But now it's a Yitura Dekra. It's an extra word. Once it's an extra word, I can do what I want with it. It's from an extra word of Lechaper. It doesn't have to be like the Yemei Miluim. It's an extra word. Anything that comes from the Kapara. Nice answer. And then, I mean, he makes the problem here. Between Rashi, what happened? Almost said Karbon Tzibur, now he's going to Karbon Yachid. Because there was by Xerah Shah that you were limited to whatever the Yemei Miluim was, which was a Karbon Tzibur. Now it's an extra word, an extra word. Anything that's Kapara, even Karbon Yachid. So maybe the Kapara teaches that any Karbon Yachid will require the Kohen to be, you know, stay for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash before. And now here's your question. Miyadin and hey Kohen Misrami, the boy lay Prisha. How are you going to know which Kohen is going to do the particular carbon that you're talking about? So the Gemara says, well, what's the problem? Amri Alom Alo, Niboy Le Prisha, Lekule Mishmeres, base of. Yeah.
They're there anyhow, right?
But not a week before.
A week before, not just that
week. Yeah, the Prisha, the week before that they're about to do the carbon. That's what we're talking
about. A week before.
Your Kohen Gadol had to be there the week before Yom Kippur.
The week before, the one day.
Yeah, show up the third day, right after Rosh Hashanah. You know, third day of Tishrei, he had to show up and be there for 7 days before.
And here we're saying for the base of, they're there for 7 days, right? Doing Avodah, the base of?
Yeah, L'chaira.
So they have to
well,
be
we
there
said that each one has a different day. Look at Rashi. First of all, there's a very interesting Rashi here. Listen to this. Miyadinin hey Misrami. Rashi, second, first skinny line. Miyadinin hey Misrami. How do you know which Kohen is going to be there before we get to the answer? How do you know? Korban Yochid. Yochid bring a Korban. You're going to know which Kohen is going to do that one. Vahalo ayide pious. How you Ovdin? They did it with a
lottery.
The lottery.
Maybe they did the lottery 7 days prior.
Kedamri Lekamen, what?
Maybe they did the lottery prior.
Before. Could have done it, I guess.
But they don't know it's coming.
Wow.
The Korban Yochid, he did an Aveira.
He would do all Korban Yochids on Monday.
I don't know when they do it.
I mean, he shows it up that day, the Korban. Hey, I'm a Korban. Please come, give me a Korban.
I did an Aveira today. I'm bringing a Korban Chakas. I did a Bishoyge. Here's my Korban.
Right. But the lottery was who's doing it next Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Next
Monday. You see what he's saying? The Kohen, a week ago, says you'll be doing it next Tuesday, therefore you stay 7 days prior to that Tuesday. That's the pious, he's saying.
Yeah.
The pious could work out that way.
Yeah, it didn't though. Even the Korban of Seber, the pious was done that day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now look at the Aleph here. Now this is a Korban Yochid. Is there a pious for a Korban Yochid? The pious was who's going to carry the Avarim, you know, who's going to carry this. You're right, they went around. The Korban Tomid was done by 13 people, whatever. Korban Yochid, there was a pious. So look at the Hagos Mari Landau. Hagos Mari Landau, he refers us to Chavav Amadeus. So turn to Chavav Amadeus. You'll see something interesting. Brown points down. It seems to be he was going with this. So look at the Hagos Mari Landau over there. And he refers you back to Amud Beis, our Gemara, Amud Beis, Umi Adinen, Vahim B'Tosfos Yomtiv Kan, Mishle Melech. Because apparently this Gemara is saying that the Baal HaKorban could pick his Kohen. Which is interesting. A Yochid could show up if he has a friend of Kohen. He says, I'll let you do it. And it makes a big difference. Let's say a guy has an Oila. The oil of the skins go to the Kohen. Mm-hmm. He can pick who's gets that skins. They can be valuable. It's leather. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Avolim lo parat mishiyakriv, if he didn't specify, so they had a lottery. Bivadai oyo pious, deloasi lintsuye. So they shouldn't fight.
And it's not going to be a fight when the guy says, oh. Here, I'll give it to you. There's not going to be jealousy.
What do you mean? After the lottery?
No, the first way.
No, he has a right. It's his Korban. He has a right to choose.
Okay.
Yeah, but if it's grabs.
Right.
Number one. That's what it means here in our Gemara. You don't know who's this guy is going to choose that particular day. So all of a sudden he shows up on Tuesday with a Korban. I want that Kohen. Wait, I got to. You should have told me 7 days ago.
7 days ago.
I got to do you know, it's not practical, at least at that point in the Gemara. Oh, shalom yifchar v'yetzarech pious, or maybe you won't choose and they'll need a pious, and that also didn't take place prior. But now the Gemara then suggests, no, maybe everybody shows up a week earlier. So that could be. So we have a problem. Because we'd want to use Lechaper for Yom Kippur, but maybe it applies to all Korbanos, even Korban Yochid, right? So the Gemara says, a new Mahalach here, Donin Dover Shekavua Lo Zman, Mi Dover Shekavua Lo Zman. Just like the May Malum was a particular day, right? The 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Yom Kippur is Kavuah L'Zman.
Whereas the Korban is not.
Of Korban Yochid
can be brought, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Could be brought any time. Lafuke Korbanos Dechol Yoma Isnayu. Yeah. Now, before we get to the continuation of the Gemara, I just want to point out that Rashi that says that seems that the Beis Av, they used to designate Kohanim for different days of the week. Amri alom alom, yiboy prish lekuli mishmeres beisav tuk rashi alom alom bitmiya. Ein chayachol lomar behen prishi. You can't sell the whole beisav to be perished 7 days. Amri yesh lomar al kol beisav shal mishmeres hachalukim limei Shabbos l'shamish ish yomo. Seems like they, when they, the beisav was said, look, you do Monday, you do two, you know, they ish yomo. It's not that they would all have to show up, you know, a week before Sunday. They could, the guy who was Oved Sunday has to come up a week before. The guy who was Oved Monday comes a week before Monday.
So it is possible. At this point in the Gemara, they say.
Yeah, that's why we can't learn from the Chaper, Dafki Yom Kippur. Maybe it's Karbanos.
But we said Kavua and Kavua.
Kavua Lozman, the Gemara says. Maybe Regolim. Maybe regalim, they regalim say chizak the Gemara.
For what?
That any kohen that does the avodah in the regalim, which are kavua lozman, has to be parish shiva yomim. If that's your principle, davar kavua lozman is what we learn from the Yomei Miluim. That's Yom Kippur. But what about regalim? It's only three times. It's 3 times a year, and we know it's exactly when it is. Don in davar shnoi pam achas bashana midavar anoi pam achas bashana. We only learn things that only happen once a year, which is Yom Kippur.
And Milum is only once a lifetime.
Yeah, I know. I know. Rashi says here, Hanoi Pamachat Miluim Pamachasu Dahavi. I have a changing girsa Bishnosom in those years. Yeah, it's only once ever, really.
But it's a one time event.
It's a one time thing. So too, Yom Kippur is a one time, Regalim are 3 times. So you won't learn. Vehim a regular chutzim. All right. So maybe it doesn't include all the three legom. Pick one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's one of the regulars. V'chitem lo yadin heiminaya. Maybe it's because we don't know which regular to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe ichag amatzos. Maybe it should be Pesach. Poyul Pesach bo akosav tchila, because the Torah always talks about Pesach first as being the first regular. Or maybe chut sukkos. Ochag asukkos hoelu miruba mitzvaso. Since Sukkot has a lot of mitzvahs, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim, Rashi lists, maybe that should need Prisha, right? You got to prepare. 7 days, there's a lot of stuff going on there. Ella, Donin, so I mean, I guess that's a possibility. Ella Donin, and we want to confine it to Yom Kippur, so we say it like this: Eladonim Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad, Mi Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad. Right? Remember, the Mimei Milim was 7 days of practice for that Yom Echad, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah.
Yeah, they did what? That was the Hakamas Mishkan. The Shiva Mimei Milim was for what?
Yeah, they put it up, took it down, and then it was practice, and they did Karbonos there. Moshe was Mishamish. Moshe did the other. If you look at Tzav, it's Moshe doing everything. The Yaron and the Kohanim were Soimech, but it's Moshe doing all the Zrikas over there. Gemara asks elsewhere, Bameshimesh Moshe, Bimeolim, did he wear the big day Zav, big day Lavan? Question in the Gemara what he wore, but but Moshe did the Aveda. And he wasn't going to be doing it once Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it was all a prep. The 7 days were preparation for one day. Rashi says, Liyom Echad Bishvil Yom Shmini Levado. So two, we have to talk about a 7 day preparation for one day, and that's Yom Kippur. That's not a regular.
It could be regular. It could be Shavuos.
Good. Yeah.
It could be Shmini Atzeres.
Ve'ema Shmini. That's the Gemara's question. Ve'ema Shmini. The Prisha Shiva the Yom Mechodhu? Maybe it's for Shmini Atzeres. As says the Gemara, Donin Dover She'in Kedusha Lefanov. Yom Kippur has no Kedusha Lefanov. And so too, the Shiva Shemei Miluim were not Yom Tovim. Mi Dover She'in Kedusha Lefanov. Ve'in Donin Dover She'yesh Kedusha Lefanov. Shmini Atzeres has Kedusha. It's right at the end of Chag. Midovish ain kedusha lefana. They asked the Gemara, but it should be chavachaymer. That makes it more holy. Shmini Atzeres, the fact that there's kedusha even in front of it. If you be perished 7 days for something that has no kedusha before it, certainly something that has lavka mochom hashda dover shein kedusha lefun of boy prisha dover sheyesh kedusha lefun of lo kol shekain, and it's a good svara. The Gemara says we have a gzera source kosher not like that. Amr mamish meshesha lo. It says kashir also bayom hazeh ksiv kozeh. Very strict. Hazeh ksiv kashir also bayom hazeh Rashi kozeh lo hitzrich prisha. Ella ledugmaso. Yeah. Which excludes, it has to be bidiyuk like Shivisime Miluim, which had no yontif before it. So too, it has to be a one day, a preparation for one day, and has no yontif before, which would exclude Shmini Atzeres. You're asking from Shavuos? I don't know. That would be a good question. Brown brought it up, but he didn't answer
Pesach
it.
Pesach is before Shavuos, like one regal together.
Yeah.
So it's not considered.
Ramashi Omar, and then another answer, why it can't be Shmini Atzeres. Mi Ika, mi did the Ika regal lo boy Prisha. The Ika regal of Sukkot, you're telling me, wouldn't need Prisha. But Tafil did they boy Prisha? But Shmini Atzeres is it's like Tafil to Sukkot. That should need Prisha, not Sukkot itself. Even if you hold regular, it's a regular bifnats, that's only for Pizar Keshav. In Pizar Keshav, Rashi goes through it. But in terms of making up what the karbonis that you should have brought on Sukkot, you make it up on Shmini Atzeres, which means it's kind of tafel to Sukkot. Tashlumin derishinu. If you didn't bring your chagig on the first day of Sukkot, chagig v'olech kol horega kulu, and v'yom tov achron shachag, which includes Shmini Atzeres. So we have that svarit. I'm not doing prisha for the main regal. I'm not going to do prisha for Shmini Atzeres. That answers why it wouldn't apply for Shmini Atzeres.
The Gemara asks Shavuos. Next question.
Oh, good. V'yom Atzeres. Pisha, good.
Yeah.
I see. I didn't learn Vayter. All right, good. Coming up.
There's a Monday Yom that says Shmini Atzeres is not a chag b'fnei Atzma?
No, it is, but it's only for Pizar. It's only a filu mandore the chag b'fnei Atzma, but it's only for Pizar Keshav. Those six things.
Oh, certain halachas only.
Certain kizal that has different parim. It has its own, you say, shechianu, shear its own, and so on. Yeah, it would go through Rashi. It's still connected to Sukkot, the Indian Tashlumin for Sukkot.
Yeah, if you miss it or something.
Okay. All right. Yeah, have a good night, Michael.
Good night.